Hello everyone, welcome to Size Talk, and today's special episode is talking about being open. Now, when I say being open, I mean being open-minded. Now, I have pretty much been well known as someone that is very open-minded to a lot of stuff within the size community. Some things I'm like, I'm not about that. Other stuff I'm like, yes, yes, please, all the yes. And so far, throughout my experiences throughout the size community, it's been a very positive one. Sure, there have been a couple of people that are saying, shrink me now, or a lot of people that are just ruining it for everybody else, which is godly annoying. And you have to wonder what's going through these people's heads to just say, oh, I just want to ruin it for everybody because nobody's paying attention to me, so I should definitely keep spamming and sending dick pics every 2 seconds. And now I can pretty much tell a lot of giantists or people in the size community that are giant size mostly are probably raising their hands right about now because they're probably saying, yeah, I get those, and I get tired of people sending me DMs saying, shrink me. Or can we roleplay now? RP? Do you RP now? RP? And it's like, God, godly annoying. But sorry, I digressed a little bit. Sorry. And to the point of this is that I'm open to a lot of things. I have been open-minded to a lot of stuff that goes to the size community. And, you know, it's worth it. It's worth being open to other things throughout the size community. It's worth trying things. It's worth seeing where your limit stands. Where do you find yourself going, you know what? This is where I draw the line. I'm good here. Everything else that I've experienced has been amazing. Now, I have experienced a lot of stuff throughout the size community, such as male giants, giantess, of course, followed by furries, macro furries, all that type of stuff. And it has been a really wonderful experience, actually experiencing all that stuff instead of sticking to one particular thing. I mean, look, male giants, it's a thing where, you know, it's like your type of taste. If you find someone that's like a male giant and they love doing type of stuff, most of my stuff involves either foot related things or a lot of sex related things. And you know, I'm not bothered by it. Okay, I'm a straight guy, but that does not mean I am not open to several other things that are involved in the size community. I've dealt with probably the most disgusting things throughout the size community, which is the scat, water sports, and stuff like that. I am definitely saying I'm not into that. Not into it. I will put that in bold, underline it, and put it italics. Not into it. But throughout the other things that I've experienced, it has been a wonderful thing. The macro furry community, who does not want to keep getting stepped on? Who doesn't want to deal with very friendly macros that are like amazing people? Or experiencing giants that are also amazingly friendly or just want to step on you? It's all a great thing. I have no problems with any of it. Okay, I don't regret any of the role plays that I've had, or have experienced throughout my size related life. And honestly, I hope to keep continuing doing all of this stuff. I hope to see more size-related content, seeing more giantists, more giants. One day, I want to meet the giantess of my dreams and hopefully date her and hopefully become one of her pets at some point or something. But hey, look, that's just a fantasy. It'll happen someday. I'm not quarreling about it. I hope that's a word. I probably it isn't. But, you know, that's what it is at this point. You can't be closed-minded about the size community. If you want to be closed-minded, then you're missing out on a lot of stuff. You're missing out the fun stuff. You're missing out things that you may want to actually try and experience. I normally was not into Vore. I was not into it like 100%. But then a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, I had commissions that involved it. I had, you know, role playing with certain giantists that involved that stuff. And so far, it has been a wonderful experience. I have had no problems. Every single one of them has been such a wonderful thing. And, you know, I hope I continue doing more of those in the future and meeting all the giantists, more giants. I've been supporting a male giant right now, which is Giant Soul Crusher, black producer that creates a lot of male giant content. And look, I'll admit it right now, I'm a straight dude, but those feet he has are like the softest, probably things you want to worship right now. And I'm just saying that because I can. And after seeing all of his videos and the work he puts into it, it's like, God, man, I want to be stepped on by that guy. and a whole bunch of other stuff I've seen throughout the community. And you know, all of you producers, artists, in any of the communities, furry, macro, size, whatever, you have all been awesome people. All of you do a lot of amazing work. Keep doing what you do. Keep having fun. Keep feeling the positive energy that I made something amazing today and I have over so many likes on it. If you don't get that many likes for something you make on a post, who cares? You did something that you like, it was fun, it was something you were open to, and it's something you want everybody else to experience. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. Just do what you feel is right. Do something that you feel happy about. Do something that you say, hey, I made this, you should check it out. Hey, I have an OnlyFans, you should definitely subscribe to it and see more of this content. There's a lot of stuff on there that I have seen that has been amazing. I have subscribed to at least 4 to 5 OnlyFans before, and all of them had such amazing content. I wish I could do more, but as you see, money is tight. But in the size community, I have to say, I appreciate every single one of you, whatever it is that you do, and all the stuff that you bring to the table to make these fantasies come to life. So please, keep making more content. Keep doing what you do, and keep being awesome. Keep making this size community even better than it is. So thank you for listening, for me being as open-minded as possible, followed by the fact that, you know, like I said, if you want to check out Giant Soul Crusher, I definitely say I recommend looking at his content. If you want to also check out his OnlyFans, you can also check that out too, and his Patreon. He has a lot of male giant content. Definitely worth the time, definitely worth checking out. Who doesn't want to be stepped on by a size 14 feet? Come on. I mean, look, male giants are awesome, giantists are awesome, macro furries are awesome. I have no judgments here. I am judgment free. Thank you for listening. Keep being awesome, keep being positive, and let's make it through whatever this is that's going on in the world right now.